Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Today, Southern California supermarket workers begin voting on a deal their union hashed out with the region's largest grocery chains. 62,000 food and commercial members who make, on average, $25,000 a year were willing to strike over health expenses of $7,000 out of pocket annually. Today, they get to see whether their reps manage to change the math. Northern California contracts with Vons, Ralphs, and Albertsons expire next month. It's expected those locals will take whatever terms the SoCal unions locked in, presuming the membership votes yes. California Nurses Association officials haven't delivered an estimate of how many nurses walked out yesterday at 34 hospitals across northern and central California, but officials at Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health insist plenty of nurses crossed the picket lines. Sutter's contract talks with the CNA sparked the protest. Sarah Varney has more.
The nursing strike began during morning commute hours Thursday and continued throughout the day. At a Sutter facility in Berkeley, State Assemblymember Nancy Skinner told the crowd the company was earning a healthy profit.
They clearly aren't in any kind of financial difficulty when they can afford to give their CEO a 41% increase. Personally, I wouldn't mind having a 41% increase, wouldn't you?
One of the main disputes in the contract talks is over how much nurses pay for their own health plans. The hospital says its full-time registered nurses earn about $136,000 a year, more than enough to cover a premium increase. But at a protest in Oakland, registered nurse Pat Strickland, who's been with Sutter for 35 years, says that's an inflated number.
Like I said, I'm at the top of the pay scale, and I don't make that.
Nowhere near it?
Nowhere near it.
Still, Sutter physician Steve O'Brien says the company is only asking the nurses to make what he calls a small contribution to their health insurance plans.
Where do we get that elsewhere in the employment world? That's not what's happening with cops, with firemen, with school teachers, certainly not with physicians. Everybody's paying.
The two sides have been bargaining for more than a year, but those close to the negotiations say there's been little movement. The strike was set to last just one day, but Sutter says it could only hire replacement nurses for a minimum of 5 days. The striking nurses are expected to be back to work early next week. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
Contract negotiations resume Monday. There are growing indications inmates at Pelican Bay State Prison plan to launch a second hunger strike Monday to protest conditions in the facility's controversial security housing units. Corrections officials have said they're reassessing the way they run the isolation units, but the inmates appear to have their doubts, as Michael Montgomery reports.
Inmates locked in Pelican Bay's windowless security housing unit are not allowed to give interviews and can't make phone calls. But in handwritten letters and communications to advocacy groups, dozens of prisoners say they will once again start refusing state-issued food.
Through formal and informal sources say they're going to start to strike again. They're tired of being tortured.
Dorsey Nunn directs legal services for prisoners with children, an advocacy group, and was involved in mediation during the last hunger strike. He says the inmates are taking the action because they don't believe the Department of Corrections is serious about meeting their demands. They include allowing phone calls and more family visits and reducing the time inmates spend in isolation.
The Department of Correction doesn't have any real credibility based on court litigation, based on promises made, based on a whole bunch of other stuff.
But prison officials say the department has kept its word and will have new policy guidelines ready next month. Corrections Undersecretary Scott Kernan says it's the strike leaders who are being insincere by threatening another action.
It's unlike in the first instance where we certainly evaluated their concerns and thought that there was some merit to it. This instance appears to be much more manipulative, and it certainly has the possibility of being a real disruption to the Department of Corrections and the security of its staff and inmates.
Kernan says officials will treat any new hunger strike as a mass disturbance and will take disciplinary action against anyone who takes part. Inmates are now calling on the governor to intervene. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery.
And now here's another in our occasional series on people who volunteer in California called The Giving State. Today we hear from a UC Berkeley philosophy poli-sci major going into his fourth year coaching teen debaters in the East Bay.
Everyone's here. All right, this first drill, just go normal. For 30 to 45 seconds, just speak normally, nice and fast, okay? Ready? Go.
My name is Andres Gannon, and I live in Berkeley. I'm one of the mentors here at the Bay Area Urban Debate League, the BODL, as we call it. We started off so small. We had 4 schools and maybe 10 or 12 kids, you know, our first few months. And now here we have 100 kids coming twice a month to our activities.
Because that is the only thing that cuts across the widest amount of people the most.
Debate speaking is a lot like singing or dance or something in the sense that you have to train every day to do it. So in the same way that a singer will train their voice every day, practice singing songs in different pitches, debaters also have to practice to be able to speed at that incredibly fast speed that they do. It doesn't come naturally to people.
Can therefore be located within...
Now go backwards. Ready? Go.
There's a drill where you insert a word in between each word. So the one that we did with our kids today, just for fun, was salsa. So they'd say, you know, and salsa, the salsa, plan salsa.
Expanded salsa, empirical salsa, base salsa, but also salsa.
Inserting the word salsa between each word. And that drill focuses on, you know, enunciation and differentiating between each word so that the words don't sound all smushed together. My favorite part of every tournament is at the end. And the award ceremony is always amazing because for every single student that is recognized for an award, the entire auditorium erupts in applause and screaming and just goes crazy. It feels great to watch these kids win a debate and succeed. Just seeing a kid after they give a speech that they didn't think they could give, and just that sigh of relief and that big smile on their face is really, really great. The mentors don't get paid. We get paid in love and knowing that we do a good thing.
Andres Gannon was interviewed by our former intern, Julia Bernstein. You can listen to this profile again and hear other profiles online at californiareport.org/givingstate. And that's the California Report for Friday, September 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Seal Muller. Nina Thorson, Sarah Bond, and Thomas Gorman directed the show. Our interns are Rebecca Wolfson and Rigo Hernandez. The editor is Dan Brecky, with help this week from Kat Snow. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn. The producer is Victoria Malione. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. Chevron, investing in renewables, strengthening communities, and creating jobs. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as preventing network intrusions and data theft by hackers. Barracuda.com.